like to hear. First question I kind of want to ask you guys here is there's a big referendum coming up on this ballot that has to deal directly with Champaign County Forest Preserve. For the people that may not know what that referendum is, can you guys kind of explain that? Sarah, I'll start with you.
Absolutely. Yes, glad to do that. The Champaign County Forest Preserve District, we manage and preserve and open access for 4,000 acres of natural area, forest, prairie, trails, all those great things in Champaign County. And since our beginning of time, about 72 years ago, we have not had a voter-initiated referendum. That's a long time. And so in that time, as you can imagine, everything else has gone up in cost. And so what we're asking is a very modest tax increase referendum that people in Champaign County will see on their ballots. And we're asking for about $5.33 on each $100,000 of assessed value of a home. So that's the basics of what we're going for. And why we're doing it is really, it's maintenance and a lot of maintenance. Deferred maintenance in the sum of $3.7 million of deferred maintenance that our amazing staff has duct taped and put together and stitched together to make sure the constituents still get out to these preserves. But it's time. It's time to take care of our assets.
Andrew, I'm going to ask you this question. We just heard the number there, $3.7 million in maintenance, roughly. You know, can you kind of describe for people that may not know what that maintenance entails and why it's so expensive?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that, I joined the board in 2008 and Sarah joined, I think, the year after. So we've been talking about these things for a long time, and it's a pretty big ask. But we also recognize that the needs, when you look at things like a dam spillway or the bridge, roof on the covered bridge, or Willow Pond, which is the only swimming beach in Champaign County up at the Middle Fork Forest Preserve in Penfield. These are things that, you know, people may not see every day, but you can only put that sort of stuff off for so long, and then it starts to add up. And it's just like with your own home maintenance, if you think about it. Eventually, those things do catch up with you, and they're not things that necessarily you notice every day. You want to see that that stuff is there and is working fine, but we've gotten to this point now where we recognize that, oh, wow, if we don't have money to, you know, help take care of our roads, if we don't have enough money to take care of our trails, the mission of the organization to preserve and conserve natural resources and to provide those compatible outdoor recreation opportunities, we're just not going to be able to do that anymore. And so our board is unanimous in this, that we need to go to referendum. It's not just something that we want to. We've been active in writing grants. We've tried to cut costs wherever we can. But we're at this point where there's not anything left to cut. And we know that we're doing a good job with this in terms of asking, because it would be irresponsible for us to not do this. The resources just aren't there for us to do the things that have to be done in order to keep the forest preserves running at the level they're running now.
And, you know, raising taxes is never keen, or, you know, some people don't really like raising taxes. But, Sarah, when it's only $5 and you get to preserve, you know, all of the county forest places, excuse me, trying to find my words, in Champaign County, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer if you ask me.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. And now that you mention it, you're not alone. We have a long list of endorsing bodies that believe what you believe, and they are supporting this referendum. Everyone from certain townships like St. Joseph Township, Mahomet Chamber of Commerce, all the way to the Champaign County Farm Bureau. So both county-wide organizations have endorsed us, along with individual townships and just individual, you know, organizations. So you're right. The ask is small, but the gain is great. And one of the things, you know, people ask is, well, what would I really lose? Well, that's a really good question, and it's not a good answer. The good answer is, there is no good answer here. You will lose a lot. We serve thousands of children every year, and students and adults through programming. We are the only county entity charged with taking care of the natural resources of your county. And so when you look at what we could lose a loss of services. We're definitely going to have to change facility hours. We're going to have to change program fees. In some instances, shut down trails or roadways that are unsafe. building facilities, roofs that aren't safe, it would definitely impact us. And with the beautiful Middle Fork up there, you know, at the north end of the county, the only, as Andrew was saying, swim beach, it's the dark sky, only dark sky park where you can, has been certified for you to go look at the stars and know that you're in an amazing place and the campground. Those kind of things will hurt. They will hurt for the average person when those services are gone.
Andrew, this might be kind of a tough question, but and you can answer this in any way that you have to. I heard you say that you've cut some costs the past 72 years, I believe is what you said. It's been a long, or what Sarah said, it's been a long time since there's been a referendum on a specific ballot. What was the turning point, or, you know, to realize, hey, we have to get this done?
That's a good question. You know, we've been thinking about this, as I mentioned, for years and years. Back in 2008, there was the only other time that the district went to referendum,
right,
and it failed. And that was very frustrating. We've kind of been back at the drawing board for 12 years and thinking about how to go forward. And I think there's been some urgency from people over the last 8, 10, 12 years in order to see the district go again. And I think this is something, so that your listeners are clear, we've been talking about this for several years now. So this isn't just that we decided 6 months ago and threw this together. There's been a lot of careful planning. There's been, you know, strategic plans, the last couple that the district has done. And I think it was really about 2 years ago where we started talking and saying, look, when we look at our budget forecast going out here, we recognize that we've done an amazing job with the resources we have, but we just can't keep doing the same things. And in that span, you know, we've been able to add things like the Kickapoo Rail Trail, which is an amazingly popular long-distance trail built on top of an old rail line running between Urbana and St. Joseph and then over to the county line to connect up with Vermilion County. And that's one of those things that we did entirely with grant funding and donations. But that's also something that people tell us over and over again. We're looking for trails. We want places to go out and run and walk and push a stroller and ride a bike. And we want to continue to provide those things for people. And it just got to this point where we recognized, okay, we're trying to continue to offer all these great services, but we can't patch it together, as Sarah said earlier, with duct tape. And I'll point out, too, here, back in April and May, our board met and started talking about it and saying, look, is it really smart to go during the middle of a global pandemic, right? Are we being unwise? Are we not being smart? Are we asking people something that really that we shouldn't ask them? And it became pretty clear after we talked about this, and we just looked at the numbers. Our district is really good about tracking data, and our visitorship from 2019 to 2020, we've got trail counters and traffic counters. We're doing in-person counts to look at people in the different preserves. From 2019 to 2020, we're up over 50%
wow.
in the number of people coming in. Yeah, so obviously, and I was this way, I've got two kids. I know Sarah has two kids. When you're in quarantine and you can't go hang out with your friends, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the parks. You're going to go to the preserves. You're going to go hang out outside and go enjoy the beautiful outdoors because that's one of the only places you could go. And so when you start to see the number of people that are out using the preserves, it's clearly loved. It's clearly appreciated. I mean, we all have our own memories of, you know, I got married in one of our forest preserves. I've taken my kids camping for the first time in our forest preserves. There's all these wonderful, wonderful things that we've been able to go do, and I'm sure many of your listeners have those. And so you recognize that we have to do this, and we need to do it now.
Sarah, as an Urbana resident, you guys mentioned the Kickapoo Rail Trail. I use that every morning to run my dog on and get some exercise. If this ballot does pass, or this referendum, excuse me, does pass on this year's ballot, you know, could you guys see, you know, more additions to things like that? Obviously, we talked about the maintenance costs, but in the child camps as well. But kind of what additions could you guys see yourself making if it were to pass?
Right. And I'm glad you enjoy it. We love to hear those stories. So good for you. That's exactly what we intend to do. You know, we would not be good stewards, both financially or environmentally, if we just built things.
Right.
Build them and then did not have stewardship on those infrastructure, right? Whether it's taking care of a roof or finishing a project like the rail trail. Thankfully, the rail trail is, as Andrew already said, it's going to be finished through grants and donations. So we're on track with that,
right.
Literally. But what you did lead to is those other services like I was talking about with the education. So the interpretive building at Homer Lake, for any of you that have visited that amazing little spot, you know it's amazing. They do what they do, but it is an old farmhouse. It is an old farmhouse that does not serve the need anymore. And for the amount of people that want to receive programming, nature education programming, it's not safe in some instances to have the amount of people in that facility. And it's not weatherproof in many instances. So it has completely limited our outreach. So that is the perfect example of something that part of this 3.7 deferred maintenance would go to improving those type facilities specifically. And also a big initiative with the Forest Preserve for years now has been to move our sidewalks and trails to ADA approved and accessible, you know, wonderful places for all people of all abilities to enjoy these county spaces. And so that would be an effort. The iconic bridge that Andrew mentioned, the roof is not in great shape. That would be one of the first things at the top of the list. And the dam itself at Lake of the Woods. Talk about threatening the safety and the access and transport across Lake of the Woods if, you know, no one wants to hear of a dam failure. So those are the things at the top of the list to shore up and really get in touch and fix up those assets of the residents of Champaign County.
Absolutely. Andrew, kind of the last question I have here for you, if you have the ballot in front of you, can you kind of run us through exactly what the referendum says on the ballot, or kind of give us the blanket statement one more time so that way our listeners, along with our interview here, know exactly what it is that they're reading and voting on?
Sure. You can certainly look at this, you know, if you get a mail ballot or if you do a sample ballot, there's the thing to say up front on this is that we don't have control over the specific language that it uses in there. And I know this because we've all probably seen referendums for school districts or other things in the past. It's really technical and it's really wordy. The thing I'll draw people to is the thing that Sarah mentioned earlier. There's this standard that's out there for these kinds of referendum that says, what's the increase going to be for $100,000, of property? And that is the key thing. When we look at that, for $5.33, that's what we're asking people to vote yes for. In total, the additional tax revenue that this would bring in for the district is about $700,000. So I think that's listed in there as well. And it's really just asking people, is this something that you're willing to support when you see the sort of environmental resources, the clean air and water that we protect and the services that we provide? So that second bullet point, if you're looking down that referendum and you're like, oh yeah, this is the Forest Preserve's $5.33 for a $100,000 home, is that something I'm willing to support this November?
Absolutely. Once again, Sarah Livesay, Andrew Cairns, the Champaign County Forest Preserve. Last question I have for you guys. If people have any type of questions or information here as we get quickly approach Election Day, and can they reach out to you or somewhere they can go for more information, give us a website, phone number, whatever that may be?
Absolutely, yes. The website is yes2forest. So yestoforest.org. And at that site, you can get a lot of good information. There's even a calculator where you can go on and put in the assessed value of your home and find out exactly what this means for you and your family if and when you vote yes. You can also join us. You can share your story about the Forest Preserve. You can also request a yard sign, and it magically will be delivered and appear in your front yard by our volunteers. So there's lots of ways that you can participate and get engaged. We ask people to talk to their friends, talk to your neighbors, and get the word out.
Andrew, what's a phone number if people can't access the internet for whatever reason in 2020? What's a phone number that somebody can get a hold of you at?
That is a great question. I'm trying to look what the CCFPD phone number is, and let me share that with you. 217-586-3360. That'll take you to the Champaign County Forest Preserve headquarters, and our executive director, Mary Ellen Wolner, is the one leading this organization and does an amazing job with that. And so if they have questions, they can direct them to Mary Ellen.
Once again, Sarah Livesay and Andrew Cairns of the Champaign County Forest Preserve. Guys, I really appreciate you jumping on the phone lines and speaking to us and giving us more information, especially our listeners, on this referendum, on this year's ballot.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.